Welcome back. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass move in Ableton Live 12, a Think Transition Warp formula with Jungle Swing, built with warping and automation. The big idea is this. In DNB, transitions aren't just little fills. They're energy management. You're literally deciding how focused, how tense, and how explosive the next moment feels. And once you learn this as a repeatable formula, you can do it on basically any break, not just the Think. By the end, you'll have a clean, swung 2-bar break loop, and then you'll stretch it into an 8-bar phrase that evolves into a 1-bar transition that actually feels like jungle. Tight edits, a little snare rush urgency, and that controlled swing that keeps it rolling at 172. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's right in the rolling zone. Now, go to the top left and set launch quantization to 1 bar. Even if you're working an arrangement, this keeps a lot of actions feeling musically snapped, and it helps you stay in phrase thinking instead of random edit thinking. Mentally, I want you to picture an 8-bar section that leads into a 1-bar transition right before the drop. So we're not just making a cool sound, we're building a moment that's designed to land. Now import your break. Drag in a Think break if you have one, or any classic break with good transients. Put it on an audio track and arrangement. Double-click the clip to open clip view, and turn warp on. For warp mode, choose beats. Beats mode is your best friend for breaks when you want tight transient control. Set preserve to transients. And for now, set transient loop mode to off. We'll turn it on later when we do the stutter acceleration trick. Now here's where beginners either win or suffer. Getting the downbeat right. Zoom in and find the first real kick that feels like bar 1. Right click and choose set 1.1.1 here. If your downbeat is already correct, you can also right click and use warp from here, straight, to get it aligned quickly. Then play it for 2 bars with the metronome. Don't stare at the waveform, listen. If it drifts, don't go crazy with warp markers. Anchor the big hits first, the main kick and the main snare. Add a warp marker on a key kick, and a warp marker on a key snare, and gently nudge them into place. Teacher tip, if you try to force every single hat tick perfectly onto the grid, you'll tear the break. You'll get little flams, facey transients, and it'll sound like the drum loop is made of paper. In this style, the anchors matter most. The in-between stuff can breathe. Once it's sitting well, set up a clean 2-bar loop. Set the loop braces from 1.1.1 to 3.1.1. Turn loop on in the clip. If your audio and arrangement is messy or chopped, highlight those 2 bars and consolidate with CMD or Control J. Consolidation just makes everything easier when you start editing. Now we add jungle swing, and we do it the correct way. Jungle swing is not turn quantize off and pray. It's controlled push and pull. You want the main snare on 2 and 4 to feel solid, and you want the supporting hits, like ghost notes and hats, to beware of swing lives. Option A is groove pool, and it's beginner-friendly and musical. Open the groove pool. That's the little wave icon near the bottom left. In the browser, find grooves. Start with something like MPC 16 swing around 59. If you go too extreme, you'll feel it immediately, and not in a good way at 172. Drag that groove onto your break clip. In the groove pool settings, try timing around 70%. Set random very low, like 2 to 8% max. If it starts feeling drunk, random goes back down toward 0. Velocity can be subtle, maybe 0 to 15%, but breaks already have dynamics, so don't overdo it. And here's a really important workflow detail. Don't commit the groove yet. Leave it uncommitted while you're learning, so you can easily tweak the feel. Option B is the authenticity move. Micro-nudging a few small hits. In clip view, find some ghost notes or hat ticks that feel like they should sit slightly late. Add a warp marker and nudge just a few milliseconds. Tiny moves, kicks and main snares stay anchored. This is how you get that Think phrasing vibe without destroying the groove. Now we build the transition formula. Duplicate your 2-bar loop until you've filled 8 bars. So now you've got an 8-bar phrase. Think of it like bars 1 to 4 are stable groove, bars 5 to 8 are tension and edits, and then the last bar before the drop is the real transition hit. Before we do any fancy warp tricks, we're going to shape energy with automation. This is where your transition starts feeling intentional. On the break track, add a simple device chain, EQ8, auto filter, drum bus. Reverb we're going to do as a return, because throws are way cleaner that way. On EQ8, do a gentle high pass around 80 to 120 Hz. The exact spot depends on your break, but the goal is to clear room for the sub and bass later. Use a gentle slope like 12 dB per octave to start. If you go too steep too early, the break can feel thin. Now auto filter. Set it to Lopez. 24 dB slope. Resonance somewhere around 10 to 25%. And be careful because too much resonance turns into a whistle. Now press it to show automation lanes and arrangement. This is one of those I wish someone told me earlier things. Use lanes. Stay organized. Put your main transition controls on separate lanes. Filter frequency, filter resonance, reverb send, utility gain, utility width. You want to see this shape of the build at a glance. And another coach note, don't draw linear ramps. Most ENB builds feel better as slow start, fast finish. So instead of a straight line, put a breakpoint in the middle, then make the last part steeper so it snaps in the last beat or two. Automation plan, starting around bar 5, slowly close the filter. Maybe from fully open down toward 2 to 4 kHz by bar 8. Then let resonance rise slightly as you approach the end. That closing the room effect creates anticipation without needing extra sounds. Now for the reverb throw. Create return track with reverb. Set decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, and high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so the reverb is darker and doesn't hiss all over your mix. On your break track, automate the send to that reverb. Most of the time it's basically off, like 0 to 5%. Then you spike it on the last snare hit before the drop, something like 20 to 40% depending on how dramatic you want it. And crucial, right after the throw, you automate it back down fast. If you don't, your drop hits like a wet blanket. The throw is the splash, not the new permanent weather. All right, now we add the signature think vibe. Warp-based acceleration. This is the trick that makes it feel like the break is freaking out and speeding up without changing the project tempo. Take the last bar before the drop. You can duplicate it into its own clip if that's easier to manage. In clip view, keep warp mode on beats, but now turn transient loop mode on. Set the transient loop length to 1/16 or 1/32. Find a busy region, usually around snare and ghost note activity, and let it loop. Now automate the transient loop length so it tightens over time. For example, over the last half bar, go from 1/16 to 1/32. This creates that snare rush urgency without even touching MIDI. If you want a different flavor, you can do a re-pitch dive, kind of tape stop style. Duplicate the last half bar into its own clip. Set warp mode to re-pitch. Add a warp marker near the end and stretch that region slightly. The audio slows down and drops pitch naturally. For rolling DNB, keep it subtle. If you do it on full spectrum audio with heavy low end, it can wobble your subs in a bad way, so this works best on the break or on a high pass layer. Now let's add the think edit chops in the most beginner friendly way, slicing. Right click the break clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in preset. Defaults are fine. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices. Create a one bar MIDI clip right before the drop and program a simple fill. Start with snare slices on beats 2 and 4 to keep it grounded. Then in the last half bar, add extra snare hits as 8th notes. In the last quarter bar, go to 16ths. That's the classic density ramp that signals something's about to happen. Apply the same groove to this MIDI clip too. That keeps the swing consistent. Otherwise, your break is rolling and your fill is straight, and it'll feel like two different drummers arguing. To control the chaos and make it hit, add drum bus on the drum rock or the group. Drive around 5 to 15%, transients up a bit, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. Keep boom off or very low, because breaks already have low content you probably high passed earlier anyway. Dry slash wet somewhere around 50 to 80, so you're not completely rewriting the sound. Now we support the transition with one extra layer, a simple riser and a downlifter, stock only. For a noise riser, create a MIDI track and load operator. Use a noise source and operator. Put auto filter after it, set to high pass, 24 dB. Automate the high pass frequency rising from around 200 Hz up toward 6 kHz across the build, and bring the volume up slightly too. Add a touch of reverb so it sits behind the drums. For a downlifter, grab a crash sample, put it on an audio track, reverse it, warp it in tones or complex, whichever sounds smoother. Fade it so it pulls you into the drop. Now arrangement, because this is where people finally start sounding like real DNB instead of a loop with effects. A reliable pre-drop map is bars 1 to 8, stable break and bass. Bars 9 to 12, filter closes a bit and tension rises. Bars 13 to 15, more edits and a couple of reverb throws. Bar 16, your signature move, warp acceleration or slice fill, and then a clean gap. And yes, do the silence trick, mute the drums for 1/8 or 1/4 bar right before the drop. That negative space is impact. You're basically resetting the ear so the drop feels bigger without you turning anything up. Quick quality control before we wrap. / B your swing. Duplicate the clip. One with groove, one without. Toggle mute to compare. If the swung version feels sloppy, reduce timing a bit, or drop random nearly to zero. If you're getting CPU spikes, because you're stacking warp stutters plus automation plus devices, freeze the track once you like the transition. You can always go back, but freezing keeps you moving. And one more pro-style variation that's insanely effective. Two-layer think. Duplicate your break track. On the duplicate, high pass hard at like 250 to 500 HC so you're keeping mostly hats and ghosts. Do the aggressive stutter and warp tricks only on that top layer. Keep your original break mostly clean and anchored. That gives you frantic movement without destroying the punch of the groove. Now a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Warp a 2-bar break cleanly at 172 using beats mode. Apply MPC 16 swing 59 at timing 70. Duplicate it out to 8 bars. Bars 1 to 4 normal. Bars 5 to 8 filter closes with auto filter low pass. In the last bar, do a reverb throw on the final snare with a return track. Then do a stutter that tightens from 1/16 to 1/32. Add a 1/8 bar silence before the drop. Render it and listen. Does the drop feel bigger? If it does, you just built a real DNB transition, not a random effect. Let's recap the formula so you can reuse it on anything. First, you warp the break cleanly, anchoring kicks and main snares. Then you add jungle swing with groove pool and subtle nudges. You shape energy with filter automation and reverb throws. You create think urgency with stutters in beats mode or a subtle repitch slowdown. And you arrange for contrast, tension, then silence, then impact. If you tell me what subgenre you're aiming for, like jungle, rollers, neuro, or dancefloor, I can give you a bar-by-bar automation map for a full 16 bars, with exact moves and where to steepen curves so it hits right.